welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten, and today I'm joined by our regular and very bald guest, Nick Harris.
That is correct.
And Ming-Fei
Yen.
Yen, that's right, I forgot. And we've already been at this for a while, so we're not going to redo that. Ming-Fei Yen, who's you're a PM on the Windows Azure Media Services team,
yes.
Very cool. And today you're going to be showing us, I assume, media services content.
Yes.
Very cool. So before we do that, let's jump into the news. We have not too many news items today, but a couple of pretty exciting ones.
That's right.
So first off is we're actually announcing the availability. And is this preview, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a preview of a new service we have, which was previously known as Iguazu. I believe Clemens Vasters did a talk at Build about this. But the new name for it now, the official name is Windows Azure Service Bus Notifications Hub, right?
Yeah.
Another short, succinct title from our Windows Azure marketing team.
For short.
Yes. So, so basically what this is, though, is it's a way to send push notifications high scale to thousands or millions of devices in a low latency way. So, for example, if you what's a scenario?
Here's a good example. So, typically when you're adding push notification solutions, it's very easy to do that for one user, or 10 users, maybe 1,000 users. Once you start dealing with scale of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, there's typically a lot of work to go and essentially design your architecture such that you can scale out. So Notifications Hubs takes away, that whole, issue and investment that you have to make to go and scale out like that, and sort of consolidates it down into a nice little three-line API.
Just to clarify, basically, for push notifications, yep. There's one endpoint, like whether it's Windows Push Notification Service or Apple.
Yep.
Like, for every notification you have to send, for every user, you have to hit that and like you have to send Apple or the Windows Notification Service a request for every single notification. Correct?
Yeah. So what Notifications Hubs does essentially is you create a notification hub, your clients subscribe to that hub. And then within the hub, you can, say, go and create a tag for your favorite basketball team or sporting team or whatever it may be, weather station, those sorts of things. And then to broadcast in a fan-out style to all the subscribers of that, which may be hundreds of thousands of people or whatnot, it's as simple as sending one message to that tag, and then that notification will be fanned out to all those subscribers.
And then our service handles like the scale, and we even do things like throttling. If say you have tens of millions of people subscribe to say one message, and you need to send say a score to a football game or something out to all of those users, mm-hmm. we actually handle like the throttling that maybe there might be certain limits of sending requests to say Windows Push Notification Service or Apple Notification. There's a certain number of requests you can send like per minute or per second, correct? And we handle that throttling for you, so you don't need to worry about that.
Right. Yeah, so this is all available in the Windows Azure portal already.
Cool.
You can hit New App Services, Service Bus Notification Hub. And if we come down here, you can see statistics on how much throughput you're getting there and how many notifications you've sent. Moving down, if you want to use APNS, the Apple Push Notification Service, there's a UI there for uploading your certs. But the last thing that's really quite important is seeing how powerful this API is. It's just simply three lines of code there to send that notification to all of those subscribers.
Cool.
And I think we'll probably do a dedicated show on this in a week or two.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I assume that Clemens, he's also recording his new series or mm-hmm. video blogs, I guess they are, called Subscribe. And my guess is that he'll be covering that in the next few days. So we'll put a link for that on our show if there's one available.
Sounds
Otherwise,
cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to have a full show on that.
Yeah.
Cool. So so the next thing is Windows Azure Media Services.
And Nate's the expert on the show.
Absolutely. So some exciting news for your team. Windows Azure Media Services is now generally available, correct?
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
So why don't do you want to tell us a little bit about, is there anything new with Media Services with this announcement, or is it just now that the SLA is available, it's open to anyone to use? What kind of give us a little detail about what this announcement is.
I think for For us, we announced the general availability yesterday, but we sort of like gradually roll out the service. Since last year, November, there's a new job, and December, we also had a bunch of service available. So basically, we have some of the new things is now you can reserve capacity, that you can ask for guaranteed bandwidth for on-demand streaming. And also, you could actually ask for more unit to actually run encoding task concurrently, so that you know you can encode 4 movies at the same time. And meanwhile, we also have some new features such as dynamic remarks that packaging MP4 into HLS or smooth streaming on fly. So there are a bunch of new things that came out of the door for this general availability. And most importantly, that as you mentioned, for SLA, so that the business, they are no longer just toying around with our SDK. You can start to build some serious business on top of it. And we are ready for those, you know, millions of amount of videos to be able to encode it and streaming online. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Very cool. Awesome. So with that, Nick has a poem he'd like to read. the other big before we move into the you're going to show us some demos today about media services, correct?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
So before we move into that, there's one other big piece of news that we wanted to talk about. Mm. You're now the proud owner of a star, correct?
Yes.
This is for your birthday, which, yeah, as we talked about last time on the show, I believe is still going on given the time zone changes. And I think it's several weeks long since you were born in Australia. I'm not entirely sure. Still haven't figured that one out. So you have a star.
Yeah,
can you tell us a little about your star?
There's a star out there called Nick Harris. It's got a light visibility magnitude or whatnot of 11.3.
Very
cool.
So
you probably need like the most powerful telescope in the world to see it. And it's in the constellation Cepheus, I think.
All right. And you showed me the chart.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's the constellation, and it's up in the sort of top left.
Oh, Cepheus is that?
Cepheus, yeah.
It looks like a house, basically. It's a square with a triangle.
Yeah.
And what is Cepheus?
It's a constellation.
Well, I know, but what is it supposed to be? Aren't there like pictures of things?
No, it's like a Roman god or guy that
he's a guy.
I don't know. There's a story about him. I sort of read it. It got pretty long.
And what are the full coordinates of your star?
RA. And then some. Yeah.
They're really long. All right. We'll put a link down there to Nick's star.
Okay.
And you're going to update the Wikipedia entry note that you are the proud owner of the star.
Well, it's
see how long that takes to get deleted in Wikipedia.
It's an official star registry, so it is.
I guess if you can cite it, it's real Wikipedia, but sometimes they're sticklers about that.
Yeah.
I tried to add a post about myself. No. Anyway.
How long is this going to take?
Well, let's call it a day. So with that, let's jump in and do some demos. We've got a switch up the machines a little bit, so let's take a short break.
Before we jump into the break, what demos are we going to do?
Probably spend some time on the portal to see a bunch of new features we roll out in the portal. And also, I will open Visual Studio to show that how do we do some of the encoding process using .NET SDK. And lastly, I will show some cool client demos, such as playing back smooth streaming using Windows 8 Store application and also iOS application. Yeah.
Mm, cool.
Cool.
All right, well, let's take a short break. Maybe we can put a picture of your star on the screen.
Okay.
And we'll resume shortly.
Righto.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
All right, and that was my star. So now we're
pretty
back
nice.
To... Oh, thank you. So Ming-Fei is ready to jump into media services in the portal and give us a bit of a whiz around that. So let's check it out.
Okay, thank you, Nick. And this is the Windows Azure portal I think a lot of you guys are familiar with. And if you have signed up for media services, you will see a tab here with media services. And here is our bunch of available services I have. And if you look at content type, by the way, the whole portal is building on top of our API. So pretty much if you are a developer, you could realize the same functionality that the portal has as well. And I already have some bunch of content here, and I could also upload content. So here is a new thing. If you use the preview version before, you can upload file from local. But we also understand that you may already have blob storage that you store a bunch of video that you need to encode. And now you can just transfer video from another blob storage. And say I already have some under my build media services folder. And I have a video clip from Cloud Cover Show, and I can choose open and then click on OK. And it will take a couple of seconds, and there will be a video clip shows up in the portal, and you can see it's getting uploaded into the portal. And while waiting, I want to mention that we also provide things like bug ingestion. That's another new feature that because we understand sometimes you have a lot of video file need to be uploaded, and we decoupling the process of creating a set and uploading file. So basically we allow you to describe what you want to upload first, and then you can choose your own means to upload files into the portal, such as using our partner solution Aspera UDP upload.
They're which available is in the store.
Yes, okay. Which is a lot faster than HTTP. And you can choose certainly choose that. And let's see whether it is available or not. Okay, cool. It is right there in the portal. And we could choose to publish this MP4 file. So just simply click on publish. And what it does is basically give you a publish URL. We also call a SAS locator that with a SAS policy that tell people, hey, you can, through this URL, you can read the video file in the next couple of months or something like that. And also besides...
This is using, the shared access signature similar to what...
Yes,
using
correct.
Using like through, use ACS then, or is that the same...
No, but so SAS is built out on top of
web storage. Oh, that's right, okay. Yeah. So it's the same mechanism used to secure table storage and blob storage.
Correct. Cool. That's why we build on top of Windows Azure, like utilizing the storage and compute power of the platform.
Cool.
So now you see the URL is ready. That we also produce this preview button that you can pretty much see how the video looks like. And by hitting on play button,
Hi, Matt. What? Oh. All right, now we're starting. Hi, my name is Nathan Totten. Welcome to Cloud Cover. I'm joined today by.
What? What is this? We never mess up. There's no mistakes ever on this show.
I was reading the script off the back of my hand.
Yes.
So, and for the MP4, that we also provide a functionality like packaging it into multiple formats, such as we have some default presents here that you can choose to make your video playback on Mac and PC via all the plugins such as Flash and Silverlight, and that would be smooth streaming format. So just to highlight that we do have a Flash client right now, playback smooth streaming, and you can also encode to playback via HTML5 video tag, and that would be MP4. And also you could choose to playback on iOS and PC and Mac, which means to package the MP4 into smooth streaming as well as HLS, HTTP live streaming. So if we choose a playback on iOS devices and PC and Mac, and we can just kick off the job. And I want to show one more improvement in the portal is we actually have a drop type right now that you can monitor that how your job is running. And you can see now we kick off two job like encoding task and HLS support task. And then there will be monitoring of how it goes and also a job ID so that you can diagnostic your problem if you have any. By querying the job ID to get the status.
Okay.
Yeah. And lastly about the portal is a scale page, a tab right now, and you can see that that's where you can choose your reserved capacity. As I mentioned earlier in the show, that if I choose 3-unit. That means that I want guaranteed bandwidth for my streaming about 600 megabytes per second, and we will guarantee that. And also you could say, I want 2-unit of encoding, which means we can help you encode 2 movies at the same time. So it help you to shorten your time for encoding a large.
So we do have some very large customers on there that I assume use more than that. Is it possible to go higher than that, or?
Yes. So we have tiering of pricing, but if you have really a lot of assets, what I suggest is you talk to us because we do have some better package for.
I see.
Yeah.
Because this is pretty good amount of capacity still. Yeah. But if you're building if like a major news network or someone was moving over to this, I assume they would probably need more than just this amount.
Yes, right. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And we have customers such as London Olympic, so
that use that wouldn't be much more than that. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. And that's all I wanted to show through the portal. And now we will move on to the SDK, because for portals, truly it's just a way of, if you want to try out the service, we suggest you to use the portal. But if you want to do more serious stuff, we always recommend you to use our SDK.
So the portal here, like you said, everything that's available in the portal is available through the API.
Correct.
But presumably, you know, in a real life situation, you're going to have multiple people uploading content, different teams, various permissions. So that's why you would probably build your own solution, your own front end for, like, say, people to publish their videos they record, and that would all be done through the API. And that the portal's, like you said, just kind of a getting started, correct?
Yes, correct. So what our end goal is truly to let you to allows you to build a customized media workflow so that you could integrate some part of, you know, you design your own media workflow and integrate that with your existing system. So that was the reason why we did all those APIs as well.
Cool.
And talking about API, we just had a brand new dev center that on windowsazure.com. And you can see there are a bunch of tutorials and resources. Mm-hmm. And talking about assessing media services programmatically, there are 3 ways available. Firstly is REST API. And that's the fundamental that pretty much any language you can just wrap around. And we also ship a .NET SDK and Java SDK that wrap around REST API that you could assess our service programmatically. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And now let's just do a simple application of uploading a file from local disk and encode a WMV file into MP4. Okay. And we'll be creating a new project, which is let's choose a console app. You can pretty much do anything like web app. That will be fine also. And click on OK. The first thing we wanted to do is to import some library in references folder and click on manage NuGet package. Similar to other team that we have NuGet package as well.
So first we have storage, the Azure SDK, basically all the Azure SDKs ship as NuGet.
Cool. While Nate is talking, we finish the installing and click on accept. And we will take a minute to look at what is inside the folder. Basically, there are some old data library because we wrapped that around with REST API. And also, we have our own client, mediaservices.client. Mm-hmm. And we also utilize Windows Azure Storage so that we have storage client. And the first thing we wanted to do is to connect to the service. And we will going to have some key here. And we could grab the key and name from the portal that simply I will just go back to the portal, click on dashboard. There's a manage key button in the bottom. And we are just going to copy the name and the key. I reserve channel 9. Okay.
When Channel 9 moves to media services, they're going to be very upset.
Okay, I can sell you guys the name. It's not
excellent.
Good price. Like okay.
okay. And the next, we are going to use this thing called Cloud Media Context. That's the object that you get to interact with our service and utilize all the functions. So we resolve this under namespace media client, mediaservices.client. And there is a file that I have here. called azure.demo.wmv. That's a file stored in my local hard drive that I can show you in a minute. It's here. Okay. So azure.demo.wmv. Okay. And the next, what we are going to do is to basically, let me put in some code snippet. This one line of code that allows you to connect to media services by passing in the account key and account name. And we are going to use this one single method, create a set and upload single file to upload the file into the portal. And I'm going to quickly show you how this could be done. Okay, that's quite some code here, but I want to just...
no idea. I don't even know how to program. I actually don't even know how to read, nonetheless.
I wouldn't go through this thing line by line because Nick is going to publish a blog after this to talk about all this. And but I will just highlight some of the steps. It takes 5 steps to upload a set. Firstly, you create a set. A set is a concept in media services that image a container physically, like in blob storage, because we believe usually talking about one video set, it could be multiple files, like such as smooth streaming that you probably receive like 7 or 6 files and then it actually compiles into one video set. And you need to define a set first, and this name will show up in the portal, so it's pretty important. Don't just say like video 1 or something, and for you to identify your asset. And then we create a concept of file object associated with the set, so whatever things that will end up inside the container. And then the third step is to create a set policy and locator so you can upload the file.
And that's, that, as we mentioned before, that's that same SAS policy. Really similar API to how you would access set permissions on blobs or tables.
Correct. So as a best practice, you are always recommended to create one locator for write with probably only 5 minutes, and you can have another locator for read. That's for protecting your own container, right? And then then you upload the file by using this simple method, upload. And lastly is to select the primary file within a set, because as I mentioned, for smooth streaming, there could be 6 or 7 files, but there is only one, which is the main manifest that you should tell us that we don't keep, so that we don't keep guessing what is inside your container. And lastly, we delete the locator. That's for security purpose, so you don't let that door open for so long that everyone can just write into your container. And we are just going to return the set. And after this, the file could be uploaded into the portal. And this is the method that I use for encoding. Similarly, that I won't go through line by line, but I want to highlight something, that we have the concept of job that you... basically, you tell us, do something for me, media services. And then and you have tasks inside the job that, for instance, it could be encoding first into MP4, and then please help me put some packaging into smooth streaming with player-ready protection. So there could be multiple tasks within inside one job. And then so how do you tell us you want what type of format to encode your video is through a media processor. That's sort of our brain for encoder. That here you need to do a query on Windows Azure Media Encoder. So where to find the information of this one is if you search on MSDN, there's a task of present string for Windows Azure Media Encoder. Mm-hmm. If you want to encode your video into VC1 or H.264 or different audio, you should check out this page. And you can see there are a lot more options here. Like we could do, for instance, let me just enlarge. You can do a VC1 smooth streaming, and there are H.264 broadband SD, like all these options. And they are queried based on string. And you can see that here, after I get a processor, I could say I want H.264 broadband 720p. Okay, that's sort of like an expression encoder, you just press a button or choose from drop-down list. And now in SDK, you tell us what type of things you want. And also you may notice on the MSDN, there are tasks present for Windows Azure Packager, and there are tasks present for Windows Azure Media Encryptor. What are those? So for Packager, it's for you to convert MP4 into Smooth Streaming, or convert Smooth Streaming into Apple HLS. And for Encryptor, it's if you want to use play-ready encryption, you should use Windows Azure Media Encryptor. And all of this are done through this link query based on string. Okay. So I thought that was a pretty important concept.
Cool. Yeah.
And then we define what go into the task and what go out of the task. That's sort of like I put in a WMV and come out MP4.
Cool.
So it's like you programmatically telling us what you want us to do and how do you want it to be done. And lastly, we just going to plug in some helpful method like check progress. So this is just a helpful method to check where your progress, job progress is. And then we will have another one, which is, I believe is, get job ID. Okay, that's another helpful method just to get the job ID, the job object based on ID. Okay, and now we start to call this encoding job by passing in the asset. And I think we are good to go and pressing start. And the console will show the progress that right now we are creating the asset file, azuredemo.wmv, and we started uploading the file into the portal, into the your media services storage account. And now the uploading is done and we kick off the job. And now the job is getting queued and you'll get scheduled.
This will take a few seconds, but this is the same process we did in the portal, upload a video,
right.
Kick off the encoding. We're just doing it all programmatically now through the SDK.
Yes, correct. And I believe now you could even reserve your unit that like you don't share resources with other people for queuing for your job. Because you may queue behind someone else. And yeah, I believe there is reserve unit too.
All right. So by default, you're on a shared unit.
Yes, right? Yes.
Okay. Cool. So,
that's pretty much similar to other Azure services also.
And so this will take, how long will this take for this? This is a fairly small video, but it'll take a couple minutes, right?
I think for this one, it will be just like slightly more than a minute.
Okay.
Of course, it also depends on which pool you hit in, right?
I see.
Yeah. Now it is finished, and we are switching over to the portal. And you can see that we have the WMV file here, and we also have the demo ready in MP4. Mm-hmm. And we could just publish the MP4 file so that I can show you how it is looks like. And so when we hit on play, and you can see the video is ready here.
Nice. Classic. Very cool.
That was the sprinter. That one. The lawnmower.
Yeah, we just had a Windows Azure party, so you know what happened in the party.
Very cool.
Okay.
Very cool.
Okay. And that is the part for demonstrating service SDK. How do you assess it programmatically? There are a lot more functionality you can do with the SDK. And what I suggest is always to go into MSDN. Like there's a getting started tutorial. You can pretty much get everything there. And now let's switch to probably introduce a client SDK, Windows 8.
Okay.
This is a SDK that currently is out of beta, V1.0. And you can use this player framework to consume smooth streaming content in Windows 8. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of applications already started using this player framework, such as Hulu Plus.
Oh, okay.
Do you watch Hulu?
Yeah.
So it was a pretty neat application. Yeah. And now let's just see.
This player framework is independent from the stuff we saw before, which is the server side. This player framework is for consuming any various sources of video content, correct?
Yes,
even if you're not on Windows Azure Media Services, right?
That's true, yes.
But
you could do that.
It's built sort of specifically for consuming Windows Azure Media Services.
Correct.
But it is open source, and you could use it.
Yeah, you could pretty much use for everything. And that's why we call it Microsoft Media Platform rather than Windows Azure Player Framework. But from a service perspective, that of course we want to sell Azure, so we want you to have the best experience on client if you choose us.
So it's supported in HTML.js apps, C# XAML apps, and what about native apps?
Yes, it also supports native apps, yes.
Cool.
And so now let's get started. That we will have a new project. Let's choose JavaScript. And let's just do...
You can't play the video in a console app? Writing ASCII. You don't have that option as an encoder.
But
encode video to ASCII.
You could write a plugin though, maybe.
You can see the video gets animated like bricks. And the first thing is still import some reference, and we are going to. Oh, by the way, you have to download the installer and install it.
Yeah. So for now you install it, but eventually it might become a NuGet package as well. But,
yes. Okay. Yes.
So what are the multiple pieces there you've just added a reference to?
Oh yeah. So I added Microsoft Media, the Player Framework, and also Adaptive Streaming plugin, which pretty much built on top of Smooth Streaming Client SDK because we are going to play back Smooth Streaming. So, and you can see that it's pretty, like, the library is separated so that you can just based on your need to add in different library. You don't have to put so much JavaScript file into your application.
Right.
And also we support advertising.
Yeah, advertising, that's pretty
and
cool.
And close the caption and all these things that you can add in, but I won't demonstrate today.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you demoed this before, right, in New Zealand.
I dabbled in it.
Or you want
on
to
the
do
show
the
when did we do that?
What? No, in New Zealand.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. That was awful. No, I'm just kidding. No, that was a good one.
Yeah. So you want to continue the demo?
Oh, it's okay. I'll let you do it.
Let the expert take over.
Yeah.
Okay, let's click on OK. And there's one thing. So I just want to open the reference so you can see that what you just had. The Player Framework has CSS and JavaScript. And also you may notice there's a little yellow sign here for Adaptive Streaming Client, because for a Smooth Streaming Client, we write this into a managed code. So you have to compile against certain platform. And we just choose Config Manager and probably choose x64. It could compile with any platform. Okay, and now let's open.
Sorry, how does that work for Windows Store apps? Do you have to ship two different versions of the app then, or?
You need to build the app into different version, but the store can recommend people to download the right thing.
I see.
That's a good question. Okay, and let's zoom in the console. So the first thing we need to do is to reference to all those references. And the challenge is, I need to remember the short key. I think it's here. I have some snippet here. That the player reference. Okay, so we basically just reference to the CSS that to style your player. That if I open that, you can see it is here. That pretty much if you wanted to style your player differently, like channel 9 has yellow, then you can just change the CSS file here.
Cool.
And after putting the reference, we are going to put in the video. And we could just put in some code snippet player. And so basically, that's all you need to do to sort of define the parameter of how big the video is, the width, the height, whether it is autoplay or not, and the source. So you may notice, hey, this really look like the attribute inside HTML5 video tag. And that's true because underneath this div that we embedded a video tag in the JavaScript. And whatever attributes that supported in HTML5 video tag are supported here with additional attributes such as scheduling, advertisements, you know, put in closed caption and all those things.
Cool.
And instead of using this predefined video source, we can grab one from the portal to show you how the service gets integrated. So let's choose, for instance, this one. That's a smooth streaming content, we just kick off the encoding job, if you remember, at the beginning of the show. And click on paste, and you can see that's a smooth streaming content with many facets at the end. And without further ado, we can just compile this application.
Drum roll.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh.
Very cool.
Now we're starting. Video are everywhere.
Hi, my name is Nathan Totten. Welcome to
And now you can see that you can compile. So you can. It has pretty nice Windows 8 style of play button. It's touch friendly.
So you could customize this with those attributes to, say, enable clicking on a full screen button.
Yes, and you could also have like fast forward, backwards, and all those things. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
and
is, I mean, really, that's you know, it's a decent amount of code. You had some snippets, but considering what you're getting, I mean, you're getting a high scale video distribution system, the player framework. I mean, that's really pretty impressive. Like, you could build a pretty large and significant application with, you know, with all the stuff we've provided, the open source framework and everything.
On the client side here, it's just four lines of code.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
That's, in my opinion, incredibly
That's
easy
true.
To consume,
that's true. Yeah. So yeah, the consuming is certainly even easier than the uploading. But the uploading is, I mean, there was a lot of code to it, but I think considering what you're getting, I mean, encoding and all the different jobs, all the different options, the formats you have, you know, uploading to storage, all that, like, I think that it is pretty concise given like the power of the platform. Yeah. So yeah, very cool.
So you could build a Win8 app and basically capture a video on that and push it straight up into media services, then watch it back later on.
Yes.
Which is what we, which is what Scott Guthrie demoed in Build.
In Build, yes. And also, I want to mention one more thing, that if you're doing premium content, I think that's pretty important for a lot of company, that you can encode your video with play-ready protection in the service, and you can consume with the client SDK. We have a play-ready SDK integrated in as well.
Cool.
So that's pretty neat that you can do very complicated things within just a few lines of code. Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay, I think now we need to switch content a little bit to iOS with a Mac.
Cool.
Yeah, so let's just take a break.
Let's take a break. Maybe look at that star again.
Yes.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
So that was, again, another very nice look at your star. How old is your star?
I actually do not know yet. I'm still reading into that.
Are you going to celebrate
it
its
does
birthday?
Support life, though, on one of the planets.
The star supports life.
Yeah, it's a very special one.
The planet, really? Yeah. There's a planet that supports life, or I don't know. They've discovered a few of those, haven't they?
Well, they can't definitively say that it's a carbon-based life.
So are you going to visit it?
Yes. No.
When?
A vacation. It's
vacation.
Only a couple
right.
hundred million light years away. Or something like that.
Sounds good. Are the more, I assume all the closer stars have already been claimed, so they have to start going back further. Alright.
Let's get this show, show on the road.
Alright, so iOS something. This is a Mac of some sort?
Yes.
Alright, what do we do with, I don't know how this thing went out. How does this work?
Okay, so as I said that just now, we introduced the Windows 8 client player framework for media. And we also have a bunch of client SDK or player framework on things like Xbox, desktop for Silverlight.
Xbox, that's really cool.
We also have Flash. We have we basically have a bunch of them. And one of them that we recently shipped is this Azure Media Player Framework for iOS, and it plays back HTTP live streaming content with advertisement insertion that you can do the switching between ad and content seamlessly. And pretty much this truly need to be named as a Microsoft Media Platform Player Framework for iOS.
Service Pack 47.
I guess yeah, as the company tradition, I really suck at naming.
It's not long enough.
Yeah, but what I want to emphasize is this sort of like part of our client ecosystem.
So is this, you mentioned a bunch of them, the Xbox, is this GitHub repository all of them, or is this just the iOS one?
Just for iOS, okay. Because we feel like it make a lot of sense for iOS developer to get from Git.
Okay.
But we have other stuff on Coplex. Just now you saw the Windows 8. Yeah. And yeah.
Cool.
And so let's just quickly, I will show you guys that how this thing works. And we will do a Git clone that we probably just grab the URL here and choose connect to a repository and paste in the address and click on clone. And we will choose a folder, probably I call it demo 15. Okay, and click on clone. It will take just a couple of seconds and it will finish pretty fast. Okay, it is done. And when you open the local disk, let's look for demo 15. Okay, you will see an Azure Media Player Framework folder, and I want you to focus on under iOS folder, HLS client, there's a sample player. So this sample player demonstrates most of the functionality we ship in the SDK, so that is a great place for you to learn how to use these APIs.
And you have a similar demo on Codeplex for Windows Store apps as well.
Correct, correct. Yeah. There is a player framework.
Okay.
So we have all this to help you learn how to use it easily.
Plus, I guess I was saying there's a sample app that shows you how to use all the different features of the Media Player framework.
Correct, on there. Yes.
Okay.
And so if we look at this sample player view controller, I wouldn't go through all this, but I just want to change, there is a pre-roll advertisement, and I want to change the advertisement source from, oh, it's here, okay. So the pre-roll advertisement will get played at the very beginning of the video, and I want to change this to the video we just encoded. So if we look at the portal, we have one cloud cover for iOS in, output, mm-hmm. and we just copy this URL. And switch back to this pre-roll ad, and we will just paste the URL in, okay? And without doing anything else, we just click on run, and you will see a sample player gets displayed. And firstly, there will be a pre-roll advertisement gets played, and then it goes into the main content. Okay, are you guys ready?
I'm very excited
to see your video here. Okay, and it will get played for 5 seconds. And then it goes back to the main content. You can see that the how smooth the switching is.
Right.
And also you can do a bunch of things like add in ad break, like three advertisement back to back. I know like no one likes it, but yeah, it's a great thing for like all those content publishers that they could monetize their video pretty easily.
Got to make money somehow, even though I'd prefer not to see the ads, but that's sort of how they pay the bills. So
yeah, and the very last thing I want to highlight is under this wiki tab that we have very detailed information on what this framework is for, the architecture, and also if you click here, you can see that's like how to use this Media Player framework with very detailed explanation of, say, how to schedule a main content with code and also advertisement scheduling.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very
do
cool.
Check it out for the GitHub and try out yourself. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Well, lots of very exciting stuff. Looks like you've certainly been working hard. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing next? any announcements here you want to commit to on the show?
Oh, do you need third host?
No, what?
Third host.
No. Yeah, sure. You can. You're going on vacation. I'll just leave. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Now it's like we said, GA. So has the SLA. So everyone, it's available to everyone, and everyone can sign up. Is there any? I assume we have pricing details on WindowsAzure.com now.
Yes.
Is there and does the media services come with the free trial of Windows Azure? Is there trial use of the media framework media services?
You mentioned it. I saw a banner the other day. I think for the first 50 gigabytes of data is free for encoding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah. So definitely check that out. And with that, I think, you want to call it a day, or?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, all right. Should we look at that star one more time? It's up there. That's very big. Floated up there. All right. That's a very nice star. Very, very. You should be very proud of yourself.
I think you need some new material.
No, we're gonna look at that. We're gonna do this for months. We're gonna change our logo again.
Yeah. I just checked here, yeah, the free trial, 50 gig input-output combined.
Yeah, I remember I saw that somewhere, yeah.
Cool, all right. So, and also, this is our 99th show, not counting there was a dispute of whether this is technically the 100th episode when you look at the list somewhere over there. Yeah. It says 100 episodes, but there was a hard hat edition, which Stephen Wade argued was not a full episode. So
it was actually done in the studio.
It was done in the studio when they were remodeling the studio. It was Wade's first time on the show, and they actually didn't cover anything about Windows Azure. Mm-hmm. It was just about the studio. It's pretty short, so we're gonna say that it was not an episode. I'll agree with Wade and Steve. But next week is and we will be recording next week, right? Yeah, it's next week, next Friday. We will have our 100th episode, and we've got some very exciting stuff for that. So that should be a good one. I'm looking forward to that. So
sounds cool.
So, yeah. And you're going to wear a tuxedo, right?
That is correct.
All right.
And you're going to wear a Hawaiian shirt I bought you in Thailand.
Oh, great. So so with that, let's call it a day. Thank you, Ming Fei, for joining us and showing us some media services. And as always, follow us on Twitter at CloudCoverShow.
Yep.
Our new Facebook page, which the link is down there. Mm-hmm.
And what's your handle for Twitter?
Ming Fei Y.
You gotta do this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can I do a fancier one?
You may. Wavy. You have to challenge Bob. So anyway, yeah, we'll put a link at the bottom also. So follow us in CloudCover and like us on Facebook and all that social media nonsense.
And use media services.
And use media services. So with that, thanks for watching.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.